the sitting posture, being aware, aware of the sitting posture. Just getting a sense, feeling your bottom, the mat underneath the cushion or the chair. Using the feelings in the physical body as an object of mindfulness. Feeling your bottom, feeling your thighs, pressing against the mat, the chair, the cushion. That sense of being grounded and coming into this present moment. So this awareness that we all have, it's a faculty of the mind, it's simply there. Awareness is that which knows. And throughout the day, we're knowing all sorts of things. Visual phenomena, sounds, and for modern people, especially a lot of information and then thinking, concepts. So this awareness gets somewhat diffused, scattered, and absorbed into many things. This is normal. But for those people who are interested in experiencing some peacefulness, some clarity, then we practice putting down objects, putting down complexity, putting down concepts, putting down the past, putting down the future, putting down self, putting down others. To be able to do that, we need tools, we need objects. So we understand that the mind is awareness. We understand that awareness has objects. So in order to drop many objects, various objects, then we have to pick one up initially, and then we train in staying with that object. And so here we come to feelings in the body, and then the feelings, the physical feelings of the breath. And so we train, we're picking up the feelings of the breath as a meditation object. And so we don't need to think about it. Just coming back to this awareness of it as it is, the natural breath. So trying to be aware of the feeling. First of all, trying to feel. So just feeling that breath as it comes in at the nose, down through the chest, into the abdomen. And then knowing the feeling of the out-breath. Sometimes it's helpful to take a deeper breath, establishing awareness in those areas, and feeling the out-breath, abdomen, chest, nose. So the breath is occurring all the time. There are spaces, of course. There's an in-breath and then there's a space. And there's an out-breath and there's a space. And we're often not aware of the breath in our waking hours. but it's always there. So we come to our meditation session. We place awareness on the breath and drop the other objects to the degree that we can. And this takes patience. And it's good to have an attitude of gentleness. So we really have this sincere intention, know that breath, know that in-breath, and know that out-breath. And when the thoughts come crashing in, we understand that that's normal, because we've been thinking a lot. And you try not to follow the thoughts. And start again. One more in breath. One more out breath. Breathing in, put. Breathing out, do. The Buddha, the one who knew ultimate truth, the one who was awake to the truth in the present moment, unconfused, no delusion. We can use the word Buddha, which has all of those connotations, aware. Awake. Unconfused. Knowing. Knowing the in-breath. But. Knowing the out-breath. Do. Breathing in, put. Breathing out, do. And oftentimes, it's not just thoughts that impinge on this awareness, it's feelings, emotions. We think in certain ways, then emotions arise. Sometimes something triggers an emotion and then thoughts follow. This is also normal. When we practice our breath meditation, we try not to be caught in emotion, we try not to follow emotion. That doesn't mean we need to destroy it either. In fact, you can't destroy emotion. You just have to understand its nature. Its nature is that it will stay for some time and then it will go. And we can use the breath. We use the breath to ventilate around the feeling in the area of the heart often. Breathing in put and breathing out do. Whatever feelings there are, whatever emotions, allowing them to be just as they are, without making anything out of them. And giving the attention, giving the interest to the breath. Breathing in put and breathing out do. And then we often find if we can stay with the breath, train our mindfulness to be interested in the breath, these feelings can just drop away. And there might be a feeling of spaciousness. Throughout the entire body, and that feeling of spaciousness or emptiness or clarity, openness, is simply a mind which is putting down the objects that it's brought in, that it's picked up. So we're just gently putting down these objects, these mind objects. By placing the mind on the breath and holding the breath in mind. Consistently and gently. Breathing in, put. Breathing out, do. And at times when there's illness, this is also a part of nature, something to be understood. Bodies are of the nature to sicken. Sometimes they're healthy, sometimes they're sick. Sometimes there's pleasant feelings in a body, sometimes there's pain. And even when we're sick, we do try to continue to meditate. Training our mindfulness to be aware of things as they are. And it's actually very helpful to do this. If we can bring mindfulness to the various types of fatigue, pain, unpleasant feelings, we might not have the extra suffering we might add when we don't want to feel something, we don't want to experience something. We're training in mindfulness, we're just allowing it to be as it is. An itchy throat, a runny nose, a fever, a pain in the bones, sore muscles. All feelings, physical feelings, pleasant feelings, neutral feelings, unpleasant feelings, arising, staying for some time, passing, always changing. And training with that breath to keep some awareness in the center of experience. Put do. allowing the mind to rest with this awareness of the breath. You might find if you meditate for some time, initially you place awareness on the breathing. You have to be determined. But after a while you might find that the mindfulness settles with the breath. And then it's just a matter of staying with that breath, that peaceful breath. Not picking up the world, not creating a world. Not creating others with thoughts, with perceptions, not picking up those perceptions, not even having thoughts about oneself. Just allowing the body to be a body. Feelings to be feelings. And the breath, the natural breath, just to be the breath. Very peaceful. All of the frustrations and challenges there might be around the issue of gender. Closing your eyes, becoming a little bit peaceful. No men, no women. of the anxiety one might feel about the future. Close the eyes, practice breath meditation, dwelling in the present moment. Where is it? It's an idea. Don't need to pick it up. However wonderful the past was, however painful, when we're truly with the breath, it's gone, it isn't there. And we can train with the out-breath, putting it all down. Let the past be the past. Let the stories just be stories. In the present moment, one in-breath, put, one out-breath, do. another 5 or so minutes to go for the meditation. So putting forth that little bit of effort, maintaining that mindfulness, training that mindfulness, staying with the object, not picking up other objects. And now, hopefully, the mind a little more peaceful than when you began the meditation, a little more gathered, a little more clarity. I'd like to encourage people now to generate some goodwill, generate some loving kindness in the heart. So we've been dropping the perception of the self to the best of our ability. We have this conventional reality and we have ultimate reality. We have a training with conventions which leads to realizing ultimate truth. And one of these conventions, part of this training, is having loving kindness for this conventional self. And so breathing in, making the wish, may I be well, may I be happy. Breathing in, may I be well. And breathing out, may I be happy. Breathing in, may I be well. And breathing out, may I be happy. Make all sorts of wishes. We can just aim a feeling of love, kindness. And that feeling, that wish for your well-being might contain many wishes. May I be able to focus in the ways that I need to be truly well and happy. May I be able to relinquish, let go of my attachment to the unskillful. May I develop wholesome habits, skillful habits, wise companions, wise associations. May I take care of myself. May I take care of my life. May I take care of my mind, my speech, my body, so that I can experience contentment, well-being. Breathing in, may I be well. And breathing out, may I be happy. And before we close the meditation, you can dedicate the merit if you like, the good karma that the meditation session produced. You might know somebody who could use a little bit of positive energy. You might wish to recollect a deceased friend or relative. May they also be well, may they also be happy. May they receive some benefits from these skillful, wholesome activities.